Father, we thank you for responding speedily what we need to
Christ.
We praise you that the blessings you have received, the touch you have brought to our lives, and the pockets that are released, the doors that are released and open for us,
we
sustain in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
You can sit down. I thank God for the life of my father, the prophet is a Quartet Powers. Wherever our father is, we commit him to the Lord and we ask that the Lord will keep him still. And I thank God for the General Assembly, great men and women who are being used by God for the Commission Radiance of Glory International Ministries. And I thank the organizers, the branch ministers, Apostle Rock and the faithful servant, Senior himself, for being available for God to use to put up this program. And for all the men of God that God has used throughout this program to, we thank God for their lives. After we also hearing your compliments and mouth said, now to me, you know, I don't know what program. So when to me, I'm mad, and then if you are, you did say, I'll send the query, you know, God will make amends for you. Hallelujah. There is no specific topic for our discussion this morning. Yeah. Team, you know, the how they die. Team, the how they die. Total recovery. But I'm speaking on just a few aspects of the things that we are dealing with. I want to finish up with what we read in Ezekiel 44. There's a prophecy here that I want to declare. From the verse 2, and the Lord said to me, this gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened, and no man shall enter by it. This door is shut, and no man shall enter. But somehow God makes divine exceptions. May God make divine exceptions for you. For your family. Divine exemption. Whilst people cannot be allowed, may God make a way for you to be allowed. Hallelujah. Because the Lord, God of Israel, has entered by it. Therefore it shall be shut. That is the decree, it shall be shut. But there is an exemption. There is an exemption. This morning I bring you into the room of exemption. There are laws, and there are laws upon laws. But may God exempt you. There is a law called coronavirus, but may God exempt you. There is a law called poverty, but may God exempt you. There is a law called paradise, but may God exempt you. But God, by the provision of blood upon the doors, except the people of Israel. This morning we invoke the power of the blood of God. I will make exemption for you. You are coming to the presence of all people in the family also died. I will make provision of the blood of Jesus. accepted the angel of death himself. I think that upon all the spirits that God has assigned upon the earth, the angel of death is the greatest. Because men fear everything, but we fear death. And somehow, even in the body of Christ, we also fear death. But nonetheless, we must understand that death has benefits. I pray for you that you wouldn't have to die the second day. Because the door unto life is open for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Eternal life is your portion. Because Jesus Christ has died for you. All you need to do is to believe in him. And you will not die the second day. We are going to escape death. We are going to postpone death. You ain't gonna die now.
Why is it amen?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Because I'm not paying you, who will ride there in front of the room of exemption. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
But in the verse 3, Ezekiel 44, verse 3.
Verse 3.
We read in the text and the Bible says, ask for the prince. And this scripture applies to you.
The
scripture says, because he is a prince, he may sit in to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter by the way of the festival of the gateway and go out the same way. It means as and when he wants.
You
can sit there and eat before the Lord. The Lord says, no one can come in but for the prince. But for the prince. There's an exception for you. There's an exception for you. And there is a certain law that has a law that no one can come through. But you can come through.
You can come through.
Hallelujah. The reason why you can come through is because you are the prince. You are a prince because you believe in Jesus Christ. When we come into Jesus Christ, he makes us sons and daughters of the kingdom. By his spirit in us, we cry, Abba Father. If we are sons unto God, then we are princes and princesses. And if we are princes and princesses, then we are co-heirs with Jesus. Hallelujah. If we are co-heirs with Jesus, we have an inheritance in God. Because of the dictates of the inheritance, we are exempted. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Proverbs 18:21. We just read the three so that we can finish quickly. Proverbs 18:21. The reason why is, Father, the fact that we are Christians, We don't see much power. Even though we are princes, we cannot accept that authority, that power. It's because where their power lies has been left dormant. But programming, there are things we must do. And I bless God in our Bible study, we bless all of things. But by these verses, I'm adding on to what we shared in our Bible study session. Because not only must we live right, not only must we speak the word of God and pray, but we must utilize the power of God. The power of God. The scripture says that all power is given unto Jesus. And that all power is given unto Jesus. He has also given unto us. But if you don't know how to use that power, you might
not
tolerate everything. But again, the devil will come.
He will come and steal.
Unless you utilize the power of God.
And
that is what I want us to focus on this morning. Life and death lies within us. Proverbs 64, you can read it My God. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life. If your tongue is a wholesome tongue,
18:21.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love life will eat the fruit thereof. And those who love death will eat the fruit thereof. That is why the witches will use their tongue to declare about incantations, and it will happen. Death will happen. The workers will use their tongue to declare and speak things that don't happen. But the Christian that must use the tongue to also declare life, for life to happen, often shut up the tongue.
So Christian,
for death and life are in the power of the tongue. From this morning, you must utilize your tongue. Not just for eating and tasting everything, but for speaking forth. To speak life. You see, you must determine that is what things must have life and what things must die.
I was reading scriptures
and I realized that in two different places, as we said last night and this morning, Jesus spoke to the tree and the tree died. He is often spoken to me and said, let there be. And he came to
plant. And in this instance, he spoke to the tree.
He
said, let there be no fruit upon you.
And
it happened.
I see.
We are also like God. Because he has called us God. This is what you want to speak for. But
then
we speak for life.
Unto
the things that must have life. And speak
death.
Unto the things that must die. There are things in your life that must die. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands anywhere else, closer. This is nothing but the finger of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We want to pray. We want to speak forth. You need someone to what this is. I'm not sure that but you need to go over also open your heart. Open your heart. Open your heart. Now, who won't any of the truth for? Any of the truth for? So, one Kasa, one of the sand, rather than the head, man. You yourself, you are a new law. You are a new order. Shebra Hufro. Leko Babara Badabadaba Yabaha. Ego Gabaha Shandabadabaha. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak for the call. Ego Rabadaba Yabaha. Ragadaba Yabaha. In the name of Jesus. 1 John 3, verse 10. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil. And his lips that they speak no guile. And you such a man in free and the papa. No kuramo. Dear a year, no cred ye woho, let him remember. So why you need to be there with you? Because in this text of sin, we should not refrain the tongue from evil. Let him refrain, rather, the tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. It is a man cut in your money. It's a man from the man, and man no answer. Sometimes when we meet boys for his girls, they can't see the woman here, but as a torture. Only the public every student, some people engage in profane speech. They cast out, but I'll say a future. You want to live right, but you must do right. So when you need to be dead, see, you must say so, and I'm going to say, let us not refrain also from speaking what is good. Let us not refrain from speaking what we want to see. Hallelujah.
Now to where they come
from.
You want to use your tongue right. You want to use your tongue right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to skip forward. Let us read John 12:32. This scripture is powerful for the church. Apostle.
This time, we are in a new auditorium.
Hallelujah.
So our anticipation for a new huge place is nearer than we initially thought of.
It's an awesome place. Hallelujah. It's an awesome place. But the Lord said before we get to that new place, we need to do some things right. I don't know whether it's prophetic or
I don't know what it is. We have three working walls and three walls that are not working in this room. We need to correct it.
Okay. We need to correct it. And it's not
about the apostle. We are still using somebody's share. We can only use so
or see a yes, or see a person's ideas.
So as the same schools of we focus on the master.
And God will bless you personally. But as we prepare to go to that new place, there are a lot of things that we must change. A lot of things. You may be brave. Why I say, son? John 12, verse 32.
You hear me? As a father, I see. Do you know? You trust so with your son, you know.
That's right.
I say, now, here. So, how many should feel as a sister?
If we lift up the Lord, He will draw all men to Himself. 1 John 3:14 is also mommy. Because it's a cross reference. Then you are saying it. I think Tina Walker says, Yema Christoswa, opportunity now by the
because in the sinner, it has happened in the Old Testament before. When we did the anthropology of Jesus Christ and people receive life and healing. And if we do it again and again, people will surely receive life. But as a way, I'll see if you put a crystal, you put a year. Now, opportunity part, we pray. Abba.
And there's a revelation there. Time 3, 14 in my head.
Okay. 18 years, I hear, trust for you, I know, say.
The power to draw people onto Jesus is in nowhere but in the cross.
Let me call you prepare
everything. I am going on. Let me decide that you live. Jesus and you glorify him. And because of that, people are coming to Jesus.
Also, deep down, some of you are my people. Never ever saw a Christian so.
Let him rush be before us this morning. On the way to Golgotha, I see this black man come along with us. Jesus carried the cross.
And so he said,
"I want
our
time.
It will
take Africa to bring the cross to bear."
This morning I'm calling men and women who will support the gospel. Who will support the preaching of the gospel? Who will also preach the gospel? Would me can you remember me like I say yes you do? It would be you who free me. I don't be more opinion, sir. Apostle, let us do this morning. Aside everything that you are doing, aside whatever apostle is doing, yeah, as often in your head, in our church, still now we want to say, open your heart to hear what now. Both of them are so better than self. I'm interested. Open your heart to hear self. Open your heart to hear you. That's all. Ready more. Ready more. You better ask it, yeah. Ready more. Ready move. Me, I'm the one who can use my strength and the power of right now. Because people say, if I don't preach the gospel, I'm the most foolish. Most foolish. And then more reason why I want to care much for packing the car that's what waiting for. And tell the Bible said, "Not you say, and deliver, and deliver, and deliver." Yes, that's what I mean. So the woman in your man,
I'm not going to do that.
I just want to be quick and wrap up. By the revelation I wanted to say, that if you please do what you want to hear, friends, the priest who eats bread in the presence of God, I don't pay you. Before calling out of closer and priest, to eat bread in his presence. To eat bread is where he ends in revelations. So if he doesn't ever does God, prophet of God, man of God, apostle, evangelist. If you are a young PS in your mouth from the summer, it's not a big ball. And rather, better than the way of. For Moses saw the animals and heard the voice of God. There is a voice and there is a voice. For when God speaks, God speaks. And Ezekiel is walking with God. But he said, when I saw the king, the voice of God came.
You can come and stand on them.
There's a David about to kill 10,000
in him.
So the priest gave him holy bread. Verse 6. For there was no bread there but a show bread, which had been taken from before the Lord, in order to put hot bread in its place on the day when it was taken away. Anticipation said there is bread in the house of God. Apostle, there will be bread in this house. I said there will be bread in this house. Check. I can't go into all my notes, but at least I remember I wrote this down. That it is the hungry man that finds
food.
So as we list Jesus, the hungry people don't find food in this house. All we need to do is to bake hot bread. Make the bread ready. And they will come and eat. Now, if you have a bread, some men are human. But so, men which say show bread and that, you have two women and couple. Now, baby, I say, no, I'm not going to say, I was super fast, I'm not a minor. We are all in the middle of the shower.